Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We see some crucial elements of this approach reflected in the Chair's draft report, which we consider to be a very good basis for discussion. Also, with a view to our future work, we express our full confidence, appreciation, and support for the Chair's leadership. In this regard, we call upon all GGE members to continue their constructive efforts and to translate the progress that was evident at the GGE's first session in March into a substantive outcome. We welcome that the draft report reflects important elements of an approach based on prohibitions and regulations. We welcome, in particular, the focus on the role of humans in the context of autonomy in weapon systems, namely in order to ensure that such weapon systems are designed, developed, and used in compliance with international law, and in particular, with the rules and principles of international humanitarian law, by ensuring an appropriate level of human involvement throughout the life cycle of the weapon system, preserving human responsibility and accountability, and implementing legal reviews and risk mitigation measures. Aspects that are relevant in terms of a prohibition, regulation, and measures-based approach include, inter alia, that human agency and a framework of human responsibility and accountability is retained throughout the whole life cycle of a weapon, including in the development and use of weapon systems, featuring autonomy, ensuring compliance with applicable international law, in particular international humanitarian law, and in order to address the risk of unintended engagements. For an approach based on prohibitions and regulations to be fully fleshed out, we also think that further work is necessary in the GGE on possible regulatory measures, controls and limits, as well as on weapons reviews, risk mitigation measures, unintended biases, understandability, and explainability. Mr. Chair, the 51 states supporting this statement wish to underline that the GGE has made considerable progress. We encourage all GGE members to dig beneath the labels of terminology. Let us continue our work in the constructive spirit that we saw in March with a view to consenting a substantial outcome report that reflects the convergence that is emerging in this group. Thank you.